Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, the gubernatorial debate schedule begins to take shape. Another district attorney challenges a new law that makes local elections in five counties nonpartisan. A new study says people who smoke marijuana are less likely to miss work.
What we found was that there's about 7% decline in the probability that somebody will say that they missed work, specifically for medical reason.
Today is Monday, August 31st. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. President Trump's executive order on mail-in voting is on hold. Elections experts in Georgia say many of the order's provisions will face legal limitations. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
The executive order asks states to send lists of eligible voters to the U.S. Postal Service and allows the Postal Service to deny ballots to states that don't comply. Secretary of State Director of Special Projects Gabe Sterling says even so, Georgians are still going to be able to vote by mail, and he does not anticipate any major changes. That's because USPS doesn't have the authority to decide who can vote, and the proposed changes are still tied up in court, Sterling says.
There's something called the Purcell Doctrine, which is basically if there's election law changes that are in litigation, you can't implement them regardless of how it turns out close to an election.
Sterling did not rule out a lawsuit if Georgia voters are impacted. The first ballots will go out to the military and overseas voters September 15th. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
Democratic nominee for Governor Keisha Lance Bottoms announced she will participate in six debates around the state this fall, but she will only face her opponent, Republican nominee Rick Jackson, in the one debate he's accepted. That debate, hosted by Gray Media, is scheduled for October 6th. Jackson accepted the invitation for the Gray debate in July and has not indicated he will participate in any other debates. Georgia's regional behavioral health service providers are getting a revamp. GPB's Sophie Gratis has the details.
Community service boards are the safety net of mental health and disability services, and these boards get money from the state every year to offer therapy, crisis intervention, and connection to primary care. But state leadership says outcomes haven't been consistent. Now the state is reorganizing its approach with mandatory training for board leadership and a new set of performance measures to track what's working and what's not. Jade Benefield, the new director of the Community Service Board Network, spoke at a recent agency meeting.
We need to be able to measure it, compare it to others, and be able to understand who truly are our top performers across the state.
The latest national analysis from stakeholder groups ranked Georgia near the bottom for access to mental health support. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
Gwinnett County District Attorney Patsy Austin Gatson is challenging a new Georgia law that makes local elections nonpartisan in five Metro Atlanta counties. Austin Gatson filed the lawsuit earlier this month in Fulton County Superior Court. House Bill 369 applies to elected county offices in Fulton, DeKalb, Gwinnett, Cobb, and Clayton counties. The lawsuit argues the law is unconstitutional and disproportionately targets black Democratic district attorneys. All five counties affected by the law currently have black women serving as DA. She is the second district attorney to sue over the measure, following DeKalb County DA Sherry Boston earlier this year. The lawsuit asks a judge to block the law from being enforced. The U.S. Army says that it plans to add nuclear microreactors at five military bases, including Georgia's Fort Benning. Five companies selected by the Army will be awarded up to $2.2 billion in total over 5 years to own, construct, and operate the microreactors, which have been billed as a reliable source of energy independent of the commercial electric grid. The announcement comes as the Trump administration pushes hard to develop the next generation of nuclear power, including billions in loans for large nuclear reactors to meet skyrocketing power demand from data centers and a pilot program to boost advanced reactor designs and projects for military and civilian use. No nuclear microreactors are supplying power to the commercial electric grid in the United States today. The Army expects that more than 20 nuclear microreactors will be built and operated. Research from the University of Georgia shows workers that use medical marijuana are less likely to miss work. GPB's Chase McGee reports.
For decades, the U.S. Census Bureau and Bureau of Labor Statistics have collected detailed but anonymous data on employment. Patrick Babiosh is an associate professor at UGA's College of Family and Consumer Sciences. He looked at 35 years of employment data and found that states with legalized medical marijuana have fewer workers taking sick days.
What we found was that there's about 7% decline in the probability that somebody will say that they missed work, specifically for medical reason.
Babiosh emphasized that the study found no significant effect of recreational marijuana on health-related workplace absenteeism. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
A new study from UGA suggests invasive Joro spiders aren't necessarily making it more difficult for native species to find food. Previous studies had indicated Joros competed with local spider populations for nourishment. UGA researchers compared the stomach contents of more than 200 Joro spiders across the southeast and found the Joros ate 26 different species of prey that native spiders don't touch. The study also found the presence of a Joro spider in a given area did not influence the diets of nearby native spiders. Tyler Perry Studios is launching a new film division aimed at bringing more independent filmmakers to theaters. In a press release, the Atlanta-based studio says Maxine will develop, produce, and distribute films across a range of genres, with a focus on filmmakers with distinctive voices who may struggle to find theatrical distribution. It also will acquire projects and give filmmakers access to production resources at Tyler Perry Studios' Fort McPherson campus. The division is named for Perry's late mother, Maxine, whom he credits with encouraging his career. The division's first projects will include a thriller, a romantic comedy, and a coming-of-age story. In sports, in baseball, the Braves faced the San Francisco Giants today at home in a makeup game that had originally been planned for the June series. Bryce Elder will get the start for the Braves, who are on a 7-game winning streak, having swept the Colorado Rockies in a series that ended yesterday. And in golf, world number one Scottie Scheffler has won the FedEx Cup for the second time, taking the PGA Tour's season-ending tour championship at Atlanta's East Lake Golf Club. His victory yesterday in the Tour Championship also moves him past Tiger Woods atop the PGA Tour career earnings list. Scheffler began the final round 3 shots behind Victor Hovland. He caught Hovland in 4 holes, took the lead for the first time on the 13th hole. Scheffler won for the 3rd time this season. Scheffler also won the FedEx Cup in 2024. And that is a wrap on Georgia Today, but head on over to gpb.org/news if you want updates to any of the stories you heard today or any new headlines that our reporters have written. And if you haven't subscribed to this podcast yet, highly recommend you do it now. That way we will pop up automatically in your podcast feed tomorrow afternoon. We love being your afternoon companion. And if you've got feedback, we would love to hear from you. Send it to us by email. That's the best way to reach us. You'll reach the whole team when you send your note to georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.